I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Oh, there's a really cool charity event coming up, and we have a couple visitors in the studio this morning to talk about it. Mike Griffin and Mike Greeley are here. Hey, guys. How are you?
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks for coming in this morning. And you guys, Mike, you started a foundation in honor of your brother. You want to tell us a little bit about that and then tell us about the event that's coming up?
Yeah, definitely. So we lost my brother, Corey, in a tragic accident at 27 years of age. And we had 5,000 people actually show up to his wake and funeral. And we knew we could make something significant, you know, come from that and to honor him and to do something great for the city of Boston. And that was really the start of the Corey C. Griffin Foundation.
It's amazing what the foundation has done. I mean, it's you guys have accomplished an awful lot in a relatively short period of time. And you have a big event coming up called Corey Fest.
Yeah, we do. We have a 2,500-person a charity country music concert, actually, at the House of Blues, which is on October 26th.
Well, Shu's not going to listen anymore. He doesn't like that. He's a savage. He doesn't he doesn't like the country music like I do. But go ahead. All right, yeah.
So yeah, well, there's a rock twist. We've got some rock acts to start, maybe we could get you to go. But really, we're raising funds for what we like to call Corey's Kids, which is we've been able to raise nearly $6 million so far. And we partner with the institutions that we think, children-focused institutions that we think are going to be the most impactful in the city of Boston here. So Ron Burton Training Village, I don't know if you're familiar with, but Pope John Paul II Academy in Dorchester. And we're actually building a 30-bedroom house for Children's Hospital. So if you have if a parent has a kid with acute illness and there's only can treat it at Children's, they'll have a place to stay. Extended stay facility for them. So, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing that. So, how long has the foundation been in existence?
We've been around for 4 years.
And $6 million in 4 years. That's really amazing.
We've been extremely, extremely fortunate. My brother was definitely a special kid. And even, I knew how great he was, but I had no idea that he impacted so many others' lives. Yeah. And we've just been unbelievably fortunate. Obviously, City of Boston has the greatest sports, teams in the world, but honestly, pound for pound, could be one of the most charitable cities as well. So
I think it absolutely is. I think it absolutely is. People here give and keep giving. So tell us about the event. It's happening next Friday. Is that right?
Exactly right.
Okay, next Friday.
Next Friday, it's at the House of Blues, and again, it's going to be 2,500 person country music festival with Lee Bryce, who's a premier name in country music.
Oh, I love Lee Bryce.
Yeah. Awesome. So we're pumped up. We are pumped up.
All right. And then what else? You said you got some other acts that are going to be there?
Yeah, we have a local guy named Dalton, the sheriff's playing as well.
Nice. Awesome.
They're great. Everyone's favorite.
Yeah, they're great.
And we have an act coming with Lee Bryce as well named Logan Brill opening up, who's a Nashville star who's up and coming. So everyone's excited about Lee Bryce. We're happy to have him. We had some incredible acts in the past, but this should be a great, great event. High energy, people will be buzzing, so it'll be great.
How do you go about getting tickets?
Yeah, so if you go to coreyfest.org, it's coreyfest.org. You can get your tickets right there. And we think it's a family-friendly event, but it's, certainly, probably different than most charitable organizations you come to. It's, again, high energy and there's great people, and certainly people tend to have an awesome time, so.
Do you know what time the show starts? Because I would like to go, but I do have to watch Dateline on Friday night.
I knew something like that was coming.
Would, Would it be possible?
You'll be able to squeeze it in.
I'll be able to squeeze it in?
Yeah. Right, get the DVR going. Right, you would have missed Dateline.
Right, maybe I could miss Dateline for one night. All right, guys. Well, congratulations on what you've accomplished. And I hear great things, amazing stories about your brother. And it's really incredible what you guys have done. So I'm sure maybe we could give away a pair of tickets.
Yes, for sure. Okay. We'd love to give away a pair of tickets.
Why don't we? You want to do that?
Yeah.
I mean, all right. Why don't we do that? So if you're the 25th caller right now, and unlike Mike Hsu, you want to see Lee Brice, okay, then you can call 617-931-1AAF. That's 617-931-1223. And we'll get you to Corey Fest, and you'll enjoy it. And you'll like Dalton and the Sheriffs.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
They do a lot of charity stuff, and they're great. So, all right, guys. There's somebody who wants to know if there's an email address. Somebody's texting in about an email address for the foundation because they'd like to find out more and help.
Sure. They can email info@CoreyCGriffinFoundation.org.
Okay, CoreyCGriffinFoundation.org.
Yep, and for tickets, you go to CoreyFest.org. It's CoreyFest.org.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming
thanks
in.
So yeah,
thanks
guys.
So much. And thanks awesome. To all you do charitably as well, so thank you.
Listen, I always say this.
Follow your
all
lead.
All I do is open my fat mouth and talk.
Everybody else,
people donate and they do all that.
No one like you. Thank
all
you.
Right, guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.